Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. It seems like we have more than our share of insects, diseases, and weeds here in Louisiana, particularly during mid to late summer. It's important to remember that the use of pesticides, such as insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides, is only one method of controlling these pests. There are other techniques gardeners should use that can help prevent the severe infestations that make the use of pesticides necessary. Minimizing the use of pesticides, whether they're chemical or organic, is always a good idea. Make it a point to inspect your landscape frequently for any kind of developing problems. Weed control is a prime example where early intervention is very important. It's far easier and more effective to act quickly than letting a situation get really bad before taking some sort of action. A healthy and vigorous plant is usually more resistant to disease and withstands insect attacks better, and a healthy lawn that's thick and growing well resists weeds. Providing good culture by giving your plants proper spacing, soil, drainage, water, light, and nutrients are all ways you can ensure that they're really vigorous, healthy, and better able to deal with pest problems that may come along. In vegetable gardens and in annual flower beds, which are replanted every year, crop rotation is important. If you plant the same type of vegetable or flower in the same location year after year, this can cause a buildup of disease organisms in the soil that use that particular plant as a host. And so where that plant's always grown well in the past, suddenly it doesn't do well at all. Plant different things in different locations from year to year to avoid this. Proper sanitation is another important factor in controlling insect and disease problems. Always keep your yard, gardens, and adjacent areas as weed-free as possible. Weeds can serve as hosts for insects and diseases, which will then move over and attack your ornamentals or vegetables. Fruit and fallen leaves infected with diseases should always be collected, bagged, and thrown away. If you suspect something has a disease issue, don't put those in your compost bin, and never leave rotten vegetables or decaying leaves on the ground in your vegetable garden, as they can harbor and spread diseases. Keep the dead branches regularly pruned out of fruit trees, shade trees, and shrubs. Always take dead material off when you see it. There's no season for pruning off dead branches. The advantage of taking those dead branches off is that it prevents problems that can occur when those branches begin to rot or decay, and they can serve as an entry point to the main trunk or stem of the plant and cause problems. Mulches are the best way to save work and reduce the use of herbicides to control weeds and beds in your vegetable garden or around your shrubs and flowers. Weeds are certainly a leading garden pest, and weed control, whatever method you use, is always more effective, don't forget, when it's done regularly and before the weeds become a major issue. When problems do occur, proper diagnosis is critical to correctly dealing with the situation and using the most appropriate and safe control methods. Agents at your local parish LSU Ag Center Extension office are available to help you identify problems and recommend solutions. Local nurseries may also have individuals on staff that can help you identify the damage and decide what action to take. Do a good job of taking care of your landscape, and it will reward you with its beauty. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.